This is KCUR 89.3. Long lines, loud music, and backpacks? All month long, community organizations have been passing out school supplies to kids and families at festive, fair-like events. KCUR's Ellie Moxley explains why these back-to-school blowouts are key as kids head back to class.
When the Wyandotte County Back-to-School Fair opened at 9 on Saturday morning, some families had already been standing in line for over an hour.
How long have you guys been waiting?
We've been here since about 7:30.
No matter, 5-year-old Moriana was in good spirits as her family waited to pick up backpacks and school supplies. She starts kindergarten tomorrow.
I'm going to learn my ABCs and learn math and my 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6.
Community partners have been helping the Kansas City, Kansas public schools put on this fair for over 20 years. What started as a school supply drive has grown every summer. When organizers realized kids weren't getting all their immunizations, they brought in nurses from the unified government to give them. When they learned a lot of students had never had a physical, they called KU Med. When kids who needed glasses couldn't afford them, they partnered with Cerner to hand out vouchers. Organizers try to think of everything kids like Moriana might need to be successful in school. And the idea is catching on. Also on Saturday, Summerfest was in full swing on the Missouri side of the state line.
The food and the fun is on the right, and
the backpacks
and school supplies on the left.
By noon, the Kansas City public schools had blown past their attendance record from last year. More than 5,000 families showed up for free backpacks, free supplies, and free food.
It's a friendly reminder that people want to get their kids ready for the first day of school.
Nicole Collier-White is director of the KCPS Education Foundation, which sponsors Summerfest. She says one of the myths about high-poverty schools is that the parents don't care about education, but they do care. They just don't always have the resources they need to help their kids succeed.
People are committed to education. People love their kids, and they want to make sure they can do the best that they can to get them prepared. So for us, we need to be here. We need to have a presence in the community. We need to work with our partners to make sure that we can actively serve all who are in need in the community.
Free school supplies are usually the draw at these big back-to-school events. Buying everything on the KCPS kindergarten supply list would set a family back $35, and it only gets more expensive as kids get older. By the time a student reaches high school, calculators and flash drives can push the back-to-school bill over $100. And that's without buying clothes, shoes, or a coat.
You can't afford to buy school supplies and get a uniform t-shirt. We're removing that barrier.
And then there's the other reason districts are inflating bounce houses, grilling hot dogs, and cranking up the volume at these events. It increases the likelihood kids will actually show up at the right place at the right time on the first day of school.
I just came here to have a good time. I just came here to have a good time.
Kansas City's urban schools have struggled for years with students who show up on the first day without having enrolled and families who miss the first day of school altogether. But third grader and Summerfest attendee Maurice knows he'll be at King Elementary in KCPS this year.
Were you there last year?
No.
What school did you go to then?
Faxon.
Maurice isn't alone. Thousands of Kansas City kids will go to a different school this year than they did last year. Some, like Maurice, stay in the same district. But others aren't just switching schools, they're switching school systems. KCPS estimates that 40% of the students it enrolls each year did not attend a KCPS school the year before. And that's a lot of records to gather. Collier-White says Summerfest is a way to let families know it's time to start the back-to-school checklist.
Oh yeah, I gotta get my kid registered because we start school on the 13th. Sometimes it does sneak up on you.
That's why so many districts host back-to-school events these days. Center School District hosted their fair last weekend. Hickman Mills's is Saturday. Shawnee Mission was offering free haircuts to school-aged children this week. And for the first time, Jackson County is hosting a big back-to-school extravaganza of its own. Rashid Brown is a community resource officer in the Jackson County Sheriff's Office, which is helping put on the event. He says from what he's seen, it's easier to hide poverty in the suburbs than it is in the city.
So the same issues that they have in the inner city, they have them in Eastern Jackson County. Unfortunately, for years, people in Eastern Jackson County have had to travel towards the Independence or the Kansas City, Missouri, or the KCK to get these resources.
This year they won't have to. The countywide back-to-school fair is this Saturday at Osage Trail Middle School, ensuring families in eastern Jackson County who need a little extra help as kids head back to class can get it. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.